Ah, there you are. A bit late for our meeting, and we're in one of my private rooms, but with all the chaos in the office, we should be fine. You heard the news as soon as you got in this evening, I assume? Mm-hmm. The head of HR called myself and the trader into her office to talk about a few matters that didn't line up, but we were both prepared with overwhelming evidence. They started out smug and confident, but by the end it looked like they were going to attack me. If they had, I'm sure security would have done something about it. I almost wish they had. In the end, we have a full confession of espionage, undermining my authority as a director within my own company, as well as so much more. In fact, the confessed crimes spread so far that we've had to arrest them and turn them over to the princess's entourage for judgment and further investigation. Which, unfortunately, means I have yet another department head to replace. Oh yes. Odds are good that the other faction that they're working for will kill them before they go before the princess. There are still a few secrets we couldn't get out of them, no matter what we tried, which means the standing of our opponent is higher than me. And that is something that worries me. What if there are more moles in the company? What if this person is just their way of telling me that they've had moles since the very beginning? Then again, what else can I do but trust those that work for me now? And take things like this as they come. And besides, I have you and a select few I know I can trust with my life. If things come to it, well, I know there's at least hope of survival for myself and the company. And if nothing else, my legacy will live on, right? Now then, part of this meeting was to celebrate, wasn't it? Do you want some wine to warm up with? Here you go, darling. I put a nice bottle of port on ice just for you. There. How is it? Do you like the flavor? Don't take this the wrong way, but I was wanting to try your blood with a good wine, and I felt that it would marry well with a port like this. I've been saving this one for almost 100 years, in fact. Another sip now. Yes, and finish the glass for me, dear. There we are. Now are you ready? I want to get a drink from you while it's still fresh in your blood. Then you can have some more. Or you can have your way with me if you like. The rest of the night is up to you. Thank you, my dear. And thank you so very much, my dear. Now tell me, do you want another glass of wine? Or would you prefer a tall glass of me? a wise choice. Then how would you like me? As you wish then, my dear. I'll just take these off and lean back. Oh, how do they say it these days? Dinner is served. Seems you've gotten a little better with your tongue there, if I remember right. Oh, it's so nice having your tongue so deep inside of me. Your head between my thighs. Oh, do you like having your head between my thighs? As well. This is definitely the best place to do this. Yes. Oh, yeah. Where did you learn these new skills? Oh, you tease right to the brink and then, denied. Where did you learn these skills? No, denied again. Come on now. I know you'd have. I said you'd have your way with me, but there are limits. Oh. little bit more. No. Come on. Please let me come. My legs are jelly. If you want me, if you want me weak, I think this is about the only way to do it. Come on, just a little more. If you won't let me finish, I'll finish on my own. Come on, please. Please let me finish. Come on. Please. What do you mean, no? Come on, just a little more, please. You sly fox. That was downright torturous. It's my turn. You know what that means. Oh yes, you do know what that means. You're already dripping. Oh. Just delicious as ever. Give me my my semen fix. Garrett, tell me where I can taste you already. Gotta make sure I get every last drop. Does that make us at least a little even? No. Darn. I'll have to work harder next time. For now, have some more wine and let's enjoy the rest of our evening together and enjoy each other, shall we?